Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us today, and thanks so much for joining us. We're very excited to welcome Monica Gomez to our show of the Integrated Family. She's located in Spring, Texas. Beautiful area. I've been to Spring, Texas, actually, on some of our close-up television shoots we've done with some of our fantastic guests. And it's a great area. But our guest is originally from the beautiful country of Spain. We're very excited to welcome her because she's a bilingual life coach for parents and children and the founder of the Integrated Family, where she offers a holistic and conscious approach to helping parents transform themselves and connect with their kids. She says, as parents, you know, you truly want kids to be happy, healthy, successful, and confident. But only when you've developed a healthy relationship with yourself can you consciously parent a child. She doesn't know anyone who doesn't want to have a healthy relationship with their child and be the best parent they can be. So it's about starting with that connection, helping the child feel seen, validated, understood, and accepted just the way they are. Children make sense of the world through the lens of their parents, so parents must be aware and conscious of how children interpret their parents, the behavior, and the way they interact with them. Every parent's journey begins in their own childhood. Parents will use the same strategies and tools that their parents used with them. To raise whole, happy, and confident children, parents must break dysfunctional family patterns and heal from the past. As a conscious parenting family coach, her work is about helping families break generational trauma. Generation after generation are passing on their own trauma from childhood to their children without even realizing it. So she says her job is to open parents' eyes and help them see that there are other ways of raising their child. The website to connect with Monica is www.theintegratedfamily.co. That's theintegratedfamily.co. But without further ado, let's welcome Monica to Close Up Radio for the next 30 minutes and this exclusive interview together. Monica, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us on Close Up Radio today.
Good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. I'd love to dig into what your parenting journey was and how your own parenting journey might have been a wonderful source of inspiration pointed you in this direction of doing the work you're doing today.
Right. So when I first became a mother, I have two children, by the way. I have a 7-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old boy. When I first became a mother back then, I soon realized that I was very confused because there were a lot of conflicting messages in every parenting book that I would buy. You know, taking care of a baby, like changing diapers and feeding them, it's not the same as dealing with the tantrums or things like that. And I soon saw myself wanting to do the things that I've been done when I was a kid. You know, the traditional parenting says that if a child misbehaves, you need to put them time out. Or, you know, the spanking, or, you know, if you want to teach your baby to sleep through the night, you need to let them cry it out. And that felt, I remember, so all of those things so unnatural to me. And I was looking to find other options. And that is actually when I found Dr. Shefali. She is my teacher and mentor, and I got certified in conscious parenting, and I found that healing myself and integrating all of the parts of my being has been the best gift that I could give to my own children.
Mm, that's really fantastic. That is beautiful, huh? When you get a chance to pay it forward in that unique way. You've created, as a result, the integrated family. And congratulations on that. Tell us about the work that you do at the Integrated Family.
Yes, so I am a bilingual conscious family coach, and I help, like you said before, I help parents transform themselves so they can connect to their kids. And I specialize in helping expat or immigrant families that are raising their kids in between two cultures.
Mm, I like that. And how do you go about doing it? You know, too often parents want their children to be fixed for their own convenience when the burden is placed on the parents to change, right? And you help them deal with that.
Right. So I started my coaching journey as a life coach for kids and teens. And oftentimes the parents would come to me saying, please help my kid with self-esteem, with self-confidence. And I soon realized that part of the reasons why the kids or teens were lacking that confidence is because of the interactions that were going on in between parent and child. And so I wanted to really convey this message to parents that kids, what they really need in order to be confident and be happy and have that self-love and be willing to take care of themselves they need to feel seen, they need to feel validated, they need to feel accepted by their parents. And my point is that if parents are not able to validate and accept themselves the way they are, how are they going to be able to do that to their kids? So there's a work, there's an inner work that the parent, the mother, the father needs to do in order to be really fully present and accept their children as they are.
Mm, right, and that's something that is really important, to accept the child as they are. And, you know, you're really fortunate. Many parents, you know, they will have that realization before it's too late. You know, how children perceive experiences is so different than the way many imagine that they would perceive it, right? They just automatically assume that the child is just going to, you know, really fall in step with exactly everything that the parent is thinking and saying, when the child does have its own personality and dreams and vision, and that's important to recognize and really appreciate in all of this, right?
Absolutely. I very much agree with you. You know, at the end of the day, kids don't come with a manual underneath their arm. That's how we say it in my own country. And we operate by default. We do the same things over and over again as we were taught. And the thing is that as they don't come with a manual, we, at the same time, we're not giving them their birthright list. And I say that because most of the families out there, we come from enmeshed families, which is the opposite of promoting self-differentiation in the child. We do not help them define their own personality. We do not help them come up with their own thoughts, their own feelings. Children oftentimes, they feel like they have a responsibility to make their parents to look good and feel good about themselves. I see a lot of parents that they don't really know how to handle tantrums, and that's completely normal. We'll go through that phase, and it's not a pleasant phase to go through, but they would, you know, I help them see that the reason why a lot of times they lose it when their kid have a tantrum is basically because, you know, it's in a public space and they feel ashamed and they feel like they're not a good parent. And it's because they are too preoccupied about what other people would think about them. And when they work with me, I help them see that there's another way to handle this. You need to be present, obviously, when your kid is having a tantrum. But the most important thing is that the child feels seen, feels that you are present and that you are accepting their freaking out. And that's very hard to do. We also need to be careful not to fall in the guilt, the parenting guilt trap, because, you know, it's very easy to think, oh my goodness, I'm not a good parent. What kind of parent I am? So I also tell parents they need to be careful with that.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, a lot of people have been there where something comes out of your mouth and you sound like your father or your mother, and you sound like, you know, the parent, and it's totally involuntary in such a way. When you become a parent yourself, there's no manual. All you can fall back on is how you were raised and what you learned from your parents, right? Or at least
yes,
that's what
exactly.
You think.
Absolutely. Yes. We think that the way our parents raised us, it is the way, right?
Yeah.
And for example, 30 years ago, most people didn't know about child development, right? And
right.
What people don't know, I work with parents, and when I tell them that if you let your baby cry it out at night so that they will learn, because it's really easy to change, to modify a kid's behavior, right? You can do that pretty easily. But what are we teaching them? So when we put a baby to sleep and the baby doesn't feel soothed because the mother is, you know, with our best intention, we're letting them cry it out, and we think that that way they're going to learn. Yes, they do learn. But what we don't know is that cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone, they go really high in the brain, and that is actually what interferes with a healthy brain development in the baby. So that is also very key if we want to parent our children, right? To be really aware of what is going on inside of them. How is the brain developing in every stage, at every age? I also tell parents that sometimes, you know, we communicate with children in a way that they don't understand. We adults use the logic. The logic is in the words, right? We want our kids to understand what we're saying. And the logic and the words come from the left part of the brain. And kids have these explosions because the way they communicate is emotional. They're using the right part of the brain, right?
Mm.
So if we use the left part of the brain and they use the right part of the brain, it's like I'm talking Chinese and my kid is talking back in Russian. Does that make sense? It's like we're not communicating. So how can we use the right part of the brain so that they can understand? And when we talk about the emotional brain, that is also implying that we should be able to manage our own emotions if we want our kids to manage their own emotions.
Yes, exactly right, because kids are like sponges, and they see it all, and sometimes they think what they're seeing is how they should be and how they should react and how they should act, and that's not necessarily always, you know, correct. There's something that's very important, too, that you're very in tune with that I think is fascinating, and that is conscious coaching. Tell us about that.
Yes. So conscious coaching is a kind of coaching that helps people to identify what is unconscious and making it conscious. Well, if you think about it, we all go through life and we all have a checklist of the things we want to do, we want to accomplish, we want to achieve, and we are getting specific results. So if we're not happy with those results, what conscious coaching does is it helps you identify what the triggers, what are your triggers. Triggers is going to bring a certain emotion in you, right? Let's say you are happy,
right,
or you are sad or you're angry. You're not going to make the same decisions if you're angry or if you're calm and happy and feeling fulfilled in that moment, right? You are either going to make decisions based on fear or based on excitement. And that obviously is going to impact the outcome. So conscious coaching would help you identify the triggers. It's going to help you identify the limiting beliefs, because results are actually coming from the emotions and the thoughts that in turn, like, both are coming from the beliefs that you created when you were a child. And also it helps you identify the patterns. Why people come to me and say, why do I keep attracting the same kind of relationships? Why do I keep changing jobs? Or why do I procrastinate? So the answer to all of these questions are in the need to discover, to uncover the triggers, the beliefs, the patterns.
See, that's the thing, right? Exactly. And you know, oftentimes in our busy lives, we don't think we have time to even focus on those things, but it's essential that we do, because again, when you have a child, they are like sponges and they absorb everything, and they hear what the parents are saying and how they're treating one another, and, you know, habits that they've picked up perhaps from, you know, their parents and grandparents. So this is beautiful work that you're doing, because you're sort of nipping it in the bud. You're sort of getting this early before the child or whatever, teenager, sort of incorporates this generational dysfunction sometimes, and just it's a cycle. It becomes like a cycle, right? A cycle that needs to be broken.
Yes, exactly. And that's the cycle of unconsciousness. That's why I do what I do. And that generational issue that you're talking about is exactly what every single parent struggles with. You know, there is a generational gap in between parents and children. Then, you know, one is the parent, the other one is the child. Then there's a chronological gap. You know, things are not done the same way in 2021 that they were done back in the 80s, right? We have issues like the use of technology today. It's really difficult to parent with technology, being around, being everywhere, right? And the other component that I would help most of my clients, because most of my clients are Hispanic or Latin American, the other component is the cultural gap, because I work mainly with families that are either one or the other belongs to a different culture, or they're both from a Latin American country and they are raising their kids in the U.S. And so that cultural gap, it's very important to think about, because your kids are not going to have the same values, the same belief, the same worldview as you do. It's impossible. You're raising your children in a different culture, and that is actually creating a conflict inside the home most of the time. And people, because this is, very few people talk about this. I actually met a woman recently, and she was in her 20s, and her family of origin was from Argentina, and she was being raised here in the U.S. And it was really funny when she said that they were calling her La Flaca. They were calling her Flaca, which means, in English, it means skinny. And even though she knew that flaca was not something, anything wrong, she sometimes felt that she was like made fun of or teased around, or she didn't like it to be called skinny because, you know, it was coming from her own family. But back in Argentina, if you call somebody flaca, it's something like an affectionate term to use. And as you can imagine, if she thought that she was teased or she was made fun of, that affected her own self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I help, so this is exactly what I do. I shine the light into this kind of thing because kids at the same time, they feel like they have to, you know, meet their parents' expectations and be, you know, loyal to their values and the beliefs of the family. But at the same time, maybe they also want to choose other values and they don't feel like they have the freedom to do that. And that creates a friction in the family.
Right, exactly. Yes. Which that too could be problematic. You know, I love the name the Integrated Family. That is a great name for the practice. You know, once it's all done, not only are you a better parent, but you're a better person, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And if you really want your kids, this is the foundation of all. And the reason why I call the integrative family is because of this. If you want your kids to be confident, to be successful, to have that self-love, self-love means acceptance, right? Self-acceptance, like to be on your own side. Self-love means to integrate every single part of yourself and your past. And if you do that, then you're going to be able to give your kid what it needs, what they need.
Right. Exactly. And that's the thing, giving the kids what they really need. Some people put the burden on their children to make them feel a certain way, and it's like it's the child's job to make them feel whole. The child is 0 years old. It has no responsibilities. But once you get really good at being a parent of a five-year-old, then they're six. That's why you need to be conscious, because they're going to be growing and fast, and they keep changing and evolving, so you have to keep pace with them, right? It's not their job to keep pace with you.
Yes, and that's very difficult to do because, you know, the human being is a creature of routine and habits. And when we, you know, we finally get to a point where, oh, we think we're getting it. Okay, we're getting it. And then they enter their preteen and then the teens. And, you know, we all parents think that our kids are always going to be children. And another thing that I help parents realize is that as their kids are growing up, you know, they need to be given that space. Oh, I tell my kid what to do, and they don't do it. And it's, you know, it's a way to find, we need to find a way to find that balance in order to guide them, but also give them the space so that they are willing to be responsible. And not only in the responsibility, but also they need the privacy. They need to know that they are a separate being and they can make decisions and they can choose by themselves. And that's really hard for us parents to realize.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Being bilingual, too, the benefits of being a bilingual coach are incredible. Tell us about that.
So it's funny because at the beginning I thought it was not something so positive. I didn't really know who I wanted to work with. Who do I target? I speak English and I speak Spanish. What do I do? But then I soon realized that, you know, I started working with parents and and most of them were coming from the Latin American countries, and they were really feeling comfortable talking to me in Spanish because most of them are not fluent in English. And so I would speak in Spanish to the parents, and then the kid at the same time, they're being raised here, and English is their working language, right? They speak English at school all day long, and they would feel more comfortable speaking in English. And so that's my uniqueness. That's what I offer. I can offer speaking to the parent in Spanish and to the children in English, and that works pretty good.
That's fantastic. That's beautiful. It really, really is. You know, kids don't know why they feel the way they feel. We can't always expect children to articulate their needs in the way we want them to. They're sovereign beings, right?
Yes. They don't really know how they feel and how to articulate, and that is often misunderstood. Because the child, because of their not knowing why they feel the way they feel, they sometimes misbehave. And it's really hard because we think sometimes I see parents that they say, oh, they're doing this to trick me or to provoke me or to trigger me. Or no, kids, if kids misbehave, or if they do things that we don't want them to do, it's oftentimes because there is a need underneath that is not being met. And the first thing we need to do is to connect with a child before we correct. We need to help them understand what's going on, why they're feeling what they're feeling. And after that connection, then we can correct, but always from the place of love, the place of curiosity, the place of wanting to coach rather than, you know, making it wrong. Because the last thing a kid wants is to not to please the parents. You know, it's not safe for them to think my parent is wrong. I want to disconnect from my parents. No, the caregivers are actually what is making the child feel safe in the world, so they will always want to please us. So when a child misbehaves, again, we need to go to the need. What does the child need? Why is he or she doing that?
You know, that's really important. And sometimes, like for example, when your daughter was under one of these tantrum situations, the first thing that would automatically come to mind without even realizing it was wanting to spank, scream, or yell at her. But you remembered how it felt when you were a kid. You felt isolated. You felt unseen and worthy, like a bad girl. That's the last thing you wanted to do, even to your own child, right? So you know this from experience.
Yes, absolutely. And we forget. We tend to forget. We grow up. We assume the role of a parent. And we tend to forget what was it like for us to be told, to be treated, to be done certain things, right? Because it's not what we tell our kids or what we do to them. It is the internal meaning. It is what they interpret from what we do and say to them. The kid will internalized, like I said before, the last thing the kid wants is to feel disconnected or think that the parent is wrong. So the story they're going to tell themselves when they are spanked, when they are yelled at, is, okay, I am wrong. There's something wrong with me. That's the safest thing to do. And if we do that, inadvertently, we are causing our kids to really disconnect from their own true self, from their authentic self.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely right. Beautiful work you're doing. I encourage folks to go to the website, theintegratedfamily.co. That's theintegratedfamily.co to connect with Monica to learn more. Monica, thanks for joining us on the show. This half hour went by really quickly, but I hope we get a chance to chat some more. That would be a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Jim. I would love that, definitely.
Oh, you're very welcome. TheIntegratedFamily.co is the website. I'm Jim Masters, your host. Thank you for joining us here on Close Up Radio. Stay right there. We'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another amazing guest to celebrate here on the program. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.